Welcome to C3 San Diego. Need something fresh, real, and powerful in your life? Connect with us on social media, get live stream service notifications, podcasts, and up-to-date information on upcoming events. We are so glad you're joining us for a powerful, life-transforming message from one of our C3 San Diego pastors. We would love to hear about how God is impacting your life through this ministry. Please share your experience with us at info@c3sandiego.com. If you'd like to be a part of what C3 Church is doing in the city of San Diego and beyond, you can contribute financially by going to c3give.com and choosing the giving option that works best for you. We hope you enjoy this message.
I want to share this crazy story that happened to us. You may or may not know, but this last year was pretty difficult for my wife, and we lost a lot of family members. She lost her brother, and our son Jacob went off to the Marine Corps and left a little empty nest, and our older kids, and then we just lost Melissa's father to cancer in the last couple months. And simultaneously, 2017 was one of the most difficult, challenging years for our company, and at a time where we had decided to finance the kingdom at levels we'd never been, we'd stretched, and even finishing this year was painful. It was scary, and the challenge with a life that God has blessed and that's become large is you have a lot more to lose. When it was just you, like, living out of your 1989 Jeep Cherokee with like 240,000 miles, and there's not a lot to lose. It's pretty easy to go all in and play, you know, you don't need to play it safe when there's just nothing. Come take it, you know what I mean? Have it. Shoot, be nice to start over. But When you get places and God has taken you places, there's a lot more at risk and a lot more you can lose. And there's a tendency to all of a sudden want to, you know, not put all the chips in the middle anymore, because you can depend on a couple stacks that you've put on the side, because, you know, you're now concerned about your own survival, and self-preservation is the enemy of greatness. I'll tell you right now, self-preservation is the enemy of a life that God will rock and use. But I will be honest, when there's a lot on the line, self-preservation is a real normal feeling. And at a time when we met with our banker, and we didn't lose money in 2017, but the level of growth we were stepping into, our retained earnings, got us out of the leverage position our bank wants. And what leverage is the certain amount of equity you have in your business in relation to the debt that you are borrowing to finance to go into the future. And what had happened was, I don't want to, you know, bore you with the details of banking, but I am a business guy, so these are not boring to me. This is my reality. And so our banker sat down, and we were about $800,000 out of covenant. Even though we didn't lose money, we had just outgrown, and our retained earnings didn't grow at the level that our business grew and our debt grew. So it was a scary time, because it's the first time our banker had approached us and said, hey, we're seeing some trends in your business that are concerning. And he said something to me that I just couldn't believe he said, and it was almost laughable. He's like, yeah, you know, we've been looking with our underwriters, and we added up how much you guys have given in charitable contributions, you know, over the last 3 years. And if you guys had not given charitably over the last 3 years, you'd be in perfect ratio, perfect covenant. Yeah, this is what I'm telling you. This is real. This is like 2 weeks ago stuff. Like stuff that, you know, right before Vision Builders. Thank God it was before they asked me to preach, because I'd have been like, I don't got nothing, man. You don't want me up there. Just trying to be real. I mean, I wish I could tell you stretching was like comfortable and easy and always what it appears. And sometimes it's quite scary and downright terrifying. And I was processing it, because, to be real honest, being a good businessman and honoring your covenants with your bankers and your financial partners is critical. I mean, come on, this isn't so full of faith that it's absent of excellence and absence of stewardship. We're building businesses that are reputable. We're building trust. I want our banker, I want our financial partners to win, and I want to build trust with them, so we want to do it right, okay? come on, don't think this is sloppy or lacking excellence, but it's just interesting. Of all the things that we spent $800,000 on, he pointed out one thing. Charitable contributions. Well, number one, it's not charitable contributions. It's kingdom investing, okay? It's like financing the kingdom of God. And God let me alone with that problem for a couple days before he decided to speak. And I don't know if you've ever been in a test and it seems like, come on, God, like you could speak now. It'd be nice to hear from you because I'm nervous. Just being real. A few days later, maybe 3 days later, I woke up. I hadn't even had my devotional time yet, but I just felt the Holy Spirit speak to me clear as day. And he said, you know, you've stored up for yourself leverage. That was the word the bank said, that if you need our leverage, you need to have more stored up here in the bank type thing, right? And I felt the Holy Spirit say, you've stored up for yourself leverage in heaven. Yeah. And I'm about to do some things for you that your bank could never do. I'm about to open some doors that no man can open. Because you've always continued to prioritize my kingdom and this is our chief love to do. I mean, I always feel like, gosh, help us do more. Help us give more. And not out of like obligation or arm twisting or because I get a call from Pastor Drew saying, hey, man, are you gonna give this? It's never that. Well, only once. No, I'm just kidding. It's always a burning to finance the kingdom that's in us, you know? And so for the bank to be like, you know, you probably need to shut that part of your life down. So the message that I have today is called Leverage, Leveraging Heaven. I'm just going to share a quick couple scriptures, and then actually what we're going to do is we're going to leverage heaven with our Vision Builder pledge card, okay? And in fact, I'm almost done. I really just wanted to share that quick testimony, read a couple scriptures, and then I want to turn us loose. And what's going to happen tonight is we're all going to engage in a stretch to finance the future and finance God's house. And then we're going to do some ministry time. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for people, and we're going to unlock the leverage of heaven over our lives. Sound good? Sound like a plan? Good? Gold? Man, oh man, get ready. Okay, so let me just share real quick. Matthew 6:19-24. It's teaching about money and possessions. Get this, 15% of the Bible is about money and possessions. That's more than any other single topic in the Bible. It's more than heaven, more than hell, more than faith, more than prayer. The Bible contains about 2,350 verses on money and possessions. Do you think God is interested in coaching us around the realm of finances? And the reason he wants to coach us is he knows there's very few things that can trip us up like finances. Because where your money is, there your heart is. And what God wants is he wants our heart. And if he can have all of you, he can do so much with you and really so much for you. So Matthew 6:19-24, one of the greatest teachings. Don't store up treasures here on earth where moths eat them and rust destroys them and where thieves break in and steal. Store your treasures in heaven where moths and rust cannot destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. Wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also be. And what I felt the Holy Spirit say to me is don't store up leverage here on earth, but put your leverage in heaven. Your eye is like a lamp that provides light for the body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. The light you think you have is actually darkness. How deep is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for you will either hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and be enslaved to money. Oh, but you can serve God and see money serve you well. All right, so I want to real quickly share a story that happened a couple years ago. I've got kids. How many got kids in here? Amazing what we do for our kids. And I wanted to show a picture of my daughter's birthday party a couple years ago. Our daughter's name is Bethany, and she liked Hello Kitty at the time. Now she's into, like, Beanie Boos and stuff, okay? So this is what leverage looks like, okay? What I'm trying to do is give us a picture of what happens when the father gets behind us, okay? So Bethany was trying to blow her candles out right there, and she wasn't doing a very good job of it. She was spitting on the cake. And she'd get her lips right up next to the candles, and I was starting to get nervous. I think, she's going to burn herself here. And then she'd look at me, at Daddy, and say, why isn't it working? And so I said to Bethany, try again, sweetie. And so it's interesting how this picture got captured at the time it did, because she didn't think much of it. She thought she could do it. So she went back to spitting on the cake. And while she was blowing / spitting, guess who else was blowing? Daddy snuck in behind and started to add my breath, my resources to her situation. She actually didn't have what it took to do it, to be honest. Except that she had leverage. She had some daddy leverage. She had some daddy leverage. So, now, listen, it sounds like such a simple and clear picture of God, but I'm like not that smart sometimes. And it really wasn't until Sunday. Her birthday party was on a Saturday. It was the next Sunday during worship. And I was just worshiping God. And God brought this situation back to mind. And He said, son, you're blowing on some things right now that you're frustrated and you're looking back to me, wondering why isn't this working? Why isn't it happening the way you said it was going to happen? And you know what my daddy said to me? He said, blow again. He said, blow again, get after it. And guess what he did? He snuck in behind me. And he started adding his leverage, his resources, his abilities, his power. And I was successful. Not because I had it in myself. I don't want to be self-made, to be quite honest. I want to abide in the vine and bear much fruit. But you have a dad who wants to get behind you and leverage your life so that you can accomplish the things he's intended for you to do, right? I really want to have some ministry time. And, I could preach for another hour, to be honest, because this is such an amazing atmosphere and it's so easy here. But if I could be real honest, I feel like I don't know if I really need to say anything else. The video was probably enough for me. I do want to say this as we get ready, and I'd like you to really process this vision card, vision builder card, and what a great testimony we heard about tithing and starting with what you got. Maybe that's all you got right now is $50. It'd be a big stretch, and it doesn't matter where you start. My daughter didn't have a lot of breath in her lungs, and I got behind that. Come on, all you have to do is give God what you have. He will get behind you. Once you begin to experience life with God behind you, God's leverage, you'll never go back to doing it in your own ability. You'll never go back because you'll experience the supernatural, the miraculous, the God life. I got a couple more points, but I honestly think I'd rather us take a couple minutes and let's do some business with God. This is a great atmosphere right now. don't you take that card out and just process and say, God, what does blowing on the candles look like for me? What does it look like to trust God and to prioritize his kingdom? What does it look like? What would that look like? I love that you got so many amazing young people here. Wow. I wonder what it would look like for a young person to start trusting God at a big level. And I'll promise you something. What's cool is you have a peer pressure in this environment that's really healthy. You know, there's negative peer pressure, but there's also positive peer pressure. And it's really important who you hang with. That you'll determine, you know, your five closest friends will be really, you'll be the sum total of them. But I'm going to say something. This life of faith and trusting God, there's going to be moments when it's just you and him. And I'm going to tell you, God wants to take you places. He doesn't just want this to be a cool social group for you, a little cool high on a Sunday night. Yeah, it's cracking here. I'm not going to lie. I want to tell you something. God wants to use you. He wants to do things with your life. He could start wherever you want to start. Let's just do some business with God. Come on, let's go.
Thank you so much for joining us online. We hope you had a powerful experience. We want to take this time to personally help you navigate the next steps in becoming connected. If you made a decision for Christ today, need prayer, or want more information about our church, go to our website, c3sandiego.com. And if you didn't get a chance to give online during service and would like to contribute financially, you can go to c3give.com and click on the giving option that works best for you. We look forward to hearing from you. See you at church.